Today is the one-year anniversary of the LA wildfires that killed 31 people and destroyed 16,255 structures. The flames were fueled by wind gusts reaching 90 miles per hour. Since the Palisades and Eaton fires took place, only 8 homes have been rebuilt. Activists held a rally in support of fire survivors who are unhappy with a lack of government support for their protection and recovery. The event featured signs reading, "They Let Us Burn." Jamie Geller is a survivor of the Palisades fire and owner of a local jewelry store. She said what she used to think hearing about other people's experiences with fires.
I thought they were exaggerating. I thought they were nuts. And then it happened to us. A large, affluent, easily accessible town full of important people. And they abandoned us too. So I am here to do all I can to make sure this doesn't happen to anyone else. I'm here to speak loudly and make sure everyone knows it can happen to them too.
Spencer Pratt spoke about the damage this has caused multiple generations of his family.
I'm here today to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the worst day of my life. On January 7, 2025, Heidi and I lost our home. We lost every material possession we owned. My parents lost their home too, and with it, decades of memories made inside those walls. I grew up in the Palisades. I moved through these streets thinking my two boys would grow up here just like I did.
The survivors of the Palisades fire say the disaster was preventable and that they have a legal case against the California government for not taking proper fire safety precautions. They mention a lack of enough water in the reservoir and dry brush not being cleared, amongst other factors leading up to the fire's outbreak. Alexander Robertson is a lawyer representing the survivors of the Palisades fire. He wants the investigation into it to move forward.
We still have not been able to start discovery, which is the legal process to take depositions, to compel documents to be produced from the city and the state. So everything that we do in our investigation is either through a Public Records Act request or through a whistleblower who comes forward and shares information with us.
Governor Gavin Newsom, in a post on social media, said he's still waiting for federal emergency disaster aid requested nearly a year ago. The Trump administration says aid was given in the form of Small Business Administration loans and other services. The impacts of the fires extend beyond those who lost their homes, to include those who didn't, because of the massive pollution and contamination from ash debris on surviving structures and air particles from the burning of things like plastics, electronics, paints, and vehicles. This left the soil and standing homes in the wake of the fire contaminated with metals and other toxins. The Center for American Progress is reporting on homeowners whose insurance companies have denied them the costs to clean out the invisible toxins left in their surviving homes. Scientists at UCLA and other universities have launched a 10-year study on environmental impacts of the fires. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.